You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Samuel Leroux and Alexandre Desabrais are the co-founders of Solios, a Canadian certified B watch brand they created back in 2016. The idea was to combine elegance and minimalism with solar technology. The pair met in university and each started their careers in finance, before realizing they wanted to create something together around being kinder to our planet. Solios became the first certified B watch brand and has made a huge mark in its category. Here now is Sam, followed by Alex, with the story of Solios watches.
At first, we were juggling with ideas that were all kind of ideas, so we had to find that purpose, and it might sound cheesy, but what really kicked off Solios is when we watched the documentary from Leonardo DiCaprio. It's called Before the Flood, so it's about climate change, and that's when we realized that although our intentions are good, our life habits were not good. We had to change things, and we realized that solutions exist, they're just not well presented or not in our face enough. And we wanted to do something about that. So it's at that moment that we knew we had to start a business that would have a positive impact on the planet, on the people around us. And it's still broad, but at least we had a direction on where to look at. And eventually we traveled to Nicaragua to meet with a friend that started a free spirit hostel. So a kind of very low key, just eco-friendly, just relaxed hostel. And the goal was to go there and do some homework. So half surf, half reading about renewable energy or just sharing ideas with him. And after that trip, our mind were just like full of homework, full of stuff to do, full of stuff to learn. And the day after, I had to go to Europe for work. But when I got there, you're fully aware the fashion trends are always a year to 2 years ahead in Europe compared to what we have here in North America. So when I got there, I realized how big the affordable luxury watch industry market was. So, of course, you're fully aware of Daniel Wellington, and there were other brands like that that were very minimal and that were calling themselves affordable luxury. But when you really dig into it, they're, without pointing any finger at anyone, they're kind of cheap watches that will last maybe 2 to 3 years on average. They say it's durable, but in the end, they're not. And it kind of shocked us that the watch industry is still fully into fast fashion. And if you want a high quality watches that will last through the ages, you have to buy an automatic watch, which is super expensive. We love those watches, but they're not for everyone. They're reserved to the elite. And that's when the idea popped up in our mind is, why not do something about that? We're a huge watch fan. We had a dozen watches even before launching Solios. And we said, why not create a truly affordable luxury watches that is quality, that is durable, and that will last forever? And for it to last forever, you can't go automatic because it's too expensive. So you have to go solar powered. And the watch we had in mind just didn't exist. So we did tons of research. And when Alex and I discussed that idea, it was the first time that it was like a light bulb moment. Like our eye just popped up and said, yes, let's do it.
We started by looking at the watch industry and just thinking how boring it was, because everyone's fighting for the same thing. They're all fighting for the lowest cost. They're all fighting for having discounts all the time to make sure they will have the best offer. And the marketing message, like the branding of all these companies, is all the same. Since like the last 12 years, everyone's saying we're cutting the middleman by selling online so we can offer you high quality at an affordable price. And we said, that's bullshit pretty much. But also we thought, why everybody's fighting for the exact same thing? Like there's no one trying to change things, trying to change the supply chain, trying to ask different questions. And the fashion industry is, of course, a very polluting one, but it's an industry that is moving forward. Like you can see a lot of different green brands, different brands that are really trying to add value, to change the materials, change the supply chain, or change the manufacturing process. But nothing's happening in the watch industry. And we thought, why? So that's where we saw the gap. That's where we saw that we could have our place in that industry, even though it's very competitive.
Thank you.
by doing some research, we realized that most companies, how they work is that they contact an assembler, either in China or places like that. And this assembler contacts different factories and they take care of everything. So you really work with one main supplier that makes everything. 3 months later, you put your logo on a watch and you basically have your product that is coming in your way and you can start selling it. So we thought, if we're digging it a little deeper, if we're really trying to find our experts, our partners, and our suppliers ourselves, maybe we can really try to innovate in terms of materials and manufacturing processes. And that's what we realized. We realized that it was possible. We just needed to make our homework. We needed to work a little more than all these guys are working with different suppliers by searching our own materials, by implementing our own processes, and by really making our own rules. And we realized that you just have to ask more questions than the rest of the people that are working in your own industry, and you can really add value to your product.
It was quite challenging. And I think what helped is that we didn't know about how to create a watch. Yes, we were a watch fan, but being a watch fan and knowing how to build and design one, it's completely different. So what we did is we kept our job and we took all our vacations to do trips around the world. So we went at the Hong Kong Watch Fair, we went in Geneva, well, all around Switzerland, we went in the United States, even here in Canada, France, so Japan as well. So we visited most places just to ask questions. And when we said, well, we want to create a watch that is solar powered and very minimal, everybody said, no, it's not possible, but because it just didn't exist. But when you start digging into the materials yourself, rather than trying to work with just one supplier, as Alex mentioned, that's when you realize that, okay, you can have a dial that seems opaque, but it is actually transparent. So let the light rays pass through the dial and power the watch. So you start understand that it's possible. Because we wanted a watch that wouldn't sacrifice on anything. And the first thing you don't want to sacrifice on is design. Because if you want to change things, if you want to have a positive impact, you cannot ask your audience to sacrifice on anything. The watch can be like 100% more sustainable, but if it's ugly, nobody will buy it. And you're not changing anything. So that's why it was so important for us to do the things properly. And the first supplier we got just canceled us because we were not fitting in their easy business model. So we had to cancel our launch event. We had to start all over again. So it took another year and a half just to have first prototype, which we received the same day of a launch event, which we had like 600 people coming in. It was quite stressful, but finally we had it. The idea was to find the best materials ourselves. So we like to say we're not technically watchmaker. We're more people just asking the questions, figuring things out for audience and do our homework. So we travel pretty much everywhere. And for every single pieces, we want to make sure it's durable, it's sustainable, and you don't sacrifice on comfort and style. There's a lot of constraints. I'll take, for example, just the stainless steel. We first started with a regular stainless steel 316L, but we wanted to switch to recycled stainless steel. And we thought it would be easy because you see that everywhere in every industry. But when you dig in and when you ask all the questions, you realize that there's a lot of fraud in that industry. So companies, facilities would buy new stainless steel, scrap it, recycle it, and sell you recycled stainless steel. So it's quite hard to know exactly where stainless steel is coming from. So to have a proper recycled stainless steel is even harder. So what we do now is we send it to a lab to make it certified, to have the certification that it is a truly recycled stainless steel. So it took a year and a half rather than 2 months like we thought it would take. So everything is a bit challenging when you truly want to change things, but this created a watch that is built anywhere in the world, and by anywhere is almost everywhere. So the technology comes from Japan. The movement as well. The dial and the glass and the hands, we work with the company in Hong Kong. Then the letter, it's a consortium from an American brand and brand from France. that does the eco-vegan leather. We filled it with cork and we assembled it with a company from Switzerland. And then we receive all the pre-assembled pieces at our office in Montreal. We do the final assembly. The packaging is handmade in Montreal with a paper source from Quebec that is 100% recycled and recyclable. And we ship everything from our office in Montreal. And what we like to say is, well, just like our life habits, just like us in the real world, we're far from being perfect. But Solius is a good reminder that we can improve those life habits. And same thing with Solius. We're trying to improve the watch every day. So we do a lot of research. We were actually in Switzerland just 2 months ago, just trying to take the exact same watch, which is already a much better alternative than what's on the market. But how can we bring it to a level that Solius will just even be like carbon neutral and have a better impact on the planet without ever sacrificing on design?
We found a new place in Switzerland where we can source stainless steel that is certified to be 100% recycled. And people who've worked with metals know that it's almost impossible to certify that it's 100% recycled. This is like the only place in the world that we can certify that it's 100% recycled because they source it from places that they know and it's being audited. So there's really like an auditing process that is following them when they take all the metal scraps everywhere in Switzerland. They bring it back and to make sure they're not going to be using energy to melt it and to mold it into a new watch case. They use like 30 meters high mirrors to reflect the sun to make the metal melt like in a new case. So like it's a new way, like actually they've used this technology to test the brakes of F1 cars, but they realized that this technology was so great to have a high temperature that it could use it to melt metal. So they use it to melt their recycled stainless steel and they can collect hydrogen from this process to power the cars that would collect all the way. So it's really a new way to use metal, to use scraps, because metals in general, like stainless steel in general, it's gonna travel like 50 to 60,000 kilometers before being melted into any metal piece that you want. So this is really a new innovation. So that's one way that we found that we could really improve how we're making our watches.
Samuel Leroux and Alexandre Desabre, founders of Solius. You can learn more at soliuswatches.com. My thanks to Monocle's Tomas Lewis, who conducted the interview, and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.